Good morning. Our message today is entitled The Practice of Prayer, The Practice of Prayer. And we'll be speaking from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. That's the practice of prayer. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. Paul talking to his protege, Timothy, believers and believers everywhere, which include us today. Exhort therefore that first of all supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentile in faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifted up holy hand without wrath, and doubting. We're going to be talking this morning about prayer. And prayer is talking to God. It is a direct access to God. It is communication of man to God. It is a primary way for believers in Christ Jesus to communicate our desires and our emotions with God and to fellowship with God. Charles Spurgeon said this about prayer. True prayer is neither a mere mental exercise nor a vocal performance. It is far deeper than that. It is a spiritual transaction with the Creator of heaven and earth. Philip Brooks said prayer, in its simplest definition, is merely a wish turned Godward. Martin Luther said this about prayer. It is a good thing to let prayer be the first business in the morning and the last business at night. Adam Clark said this, prayer requires more of the heart than of the tongue. When asked how much time he spent in prayer, George Mueller's reply was, hours every day. But I live in the spirit of prayer. I pray as I walk and when I lie down and when I arise, and the answers are always coming. Church, pray. That is our communication line with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we're going to take a look at four elements of prayer. The priority of prayer, the elements of prayer, the object of prayer, and the reason for prayer. So number one, the priority of prayer we see in verse 1, at 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. I exhort, that means I'm Paul has said, I urge you, I encourage you, I am begging you to pray. And Christians ought to always pray. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. We have to have a prayer attitude. Pray frequently. You can pray short prayers. You can pray spontaneous prayers. Something come up in the daytime. Pray and thank God for it. And then Paul also said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, in everything give thanks. People, things are not going to go fine and well all the time. But in the midst of these terrible situations, no matter how terrible the situation might be, thank God for his presence and his power as we go through these things. Because in Christ Jesus, there is victory. Then we also notice, in verse 1, first of all, this phrase means this is of supreme importance. Above all else, pray. And then, reference about be made for all men. Pray for all men. the rich, the poor, the old, the young, the health of the sick, those that are free, those are incarcerated, your friends, your enemies, the educated, uneducated. Even pray for people of all races when there is a need for prayer. Jesus Christ himself prayed to the Father. Jesus prayed before he chose the 12 apostles in Luke chapter 12, verse 6. He went into a mountain, talking about Jesus, went into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer before choosing the 12 apostles. Before feeding the 5,000, Jesus prayed. John chapter 6, verse 11, Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, before Lazarus was raised from the dead, Jesus prayed unto the Father. John chapter 11, verse 41, Jesus said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Jesus prayed, and if Jesus need to pray or did pray, we need to pray. Set aside time to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God has promised to hear and answer our prayers. In Jeremiah 33, verse 3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 23, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Now we're going to take a look at the four elements of prayer. Also in verse 1, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks. Supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks. Supplication is the ideal of making requests. Prayer that focuses upon the special need. Those deep and intense prayer for other. When we see or we know of a need that a person has, whether it be physical or spiritual, we take this matter to the Lord in prayer. Next is prayer. Those special times of prayer that we set aside for devotion and worship. Set aside some special times to pray to God. As I said earlier, Martin Luther said, first business of the day when you rise, and the last business at night. In the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, in reference that Daniel always prayed to God three times every day. Now, folks, you're not restricted to three times. Just pray, pray, pray to God. In his early days, Dallas Theological Seminary was in critical need of $10,000 to keep the work going. During a prayer meeting, renowned Bible teacher Harry Ironside, a lecturer at the school, prayed, Lord, you own a cattle on 1,000 hills. Please send some of those cattle to help us meet this need. Shortly after the prayer meeting, a check for $10,000 arrived at the school, sent days earlier by a friend who had no idea of the urgent need of Ironside's prayer. The man simply said the money came from the sale of some of his cattle. Our God is a prayer answering God. David's prayer in Psalm chapter 139, verse 23 and 24. We should ask God, we should pray to God, asking him to search our heart, doing spiritual inventory. And David says this, this is David's prayer. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. David is saying here, Lord, look through my heart. See if there's any sin. See if there's something that's wicked. So that he could confess that sin. Because why? He wanted to be led in the way of everlasting. So let us ask God. Let us hold spiritual inventory and ask God, God, look at my heart. Know my thoughts. I want pure thoughts. Why? Because we want to please Almighty God. Intercession refers to prayers on behalf of others. Those bold prayers, we're standing in the gap between others and God. Folks, we're to pray for the church family. We're to pray for the sick. And even as I have on my notes, sometimes we know a parent with wayward children or rebellious children. So keep the parents in your prayer and keep those children in your prayer. Don't give up. Just keep right on praying. Keep right on praying. Why? Because we serve a prayer answering God. And then the last element of prayer is giving of thanks. Giving of thanks. That has to do with thanksgiving. Thanking God, thanking God. And you can never thank God enough. Thank God for hearing and answering our prayer. Thank Him for what He has done, what He is doing right now, and what He's going to do in your life. And then thank God for our family. Thank God for our friends. Thank God for our jobs. Thank God for the free gift of salvation. Salvation is free. Jesus paid it all. He paid our sin debt in full. Our prayers also are free. Doesn't cost us any money to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God for Journey of Mercy. Thank God for meeting all of our needs. God meet our needs. He's feeding us. He's allowing us to breathe His air. He's clothing us, so let us thank God. Matthew chapter 5, 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We talked about the priority of prayer, the elements of prayer. Now we're going to talk about the objects of prayer. We're to pray for all men, for kings, and for all those that are in authority. No one is beyond the need of prayer. We're all in the need of prayer. Christians are to pray for everyone on the face of the earth. Pray for all men. Pray for all individuals. Pray for the lost, the saved, friends, enemies, co-workers, the elderly, unborn children, children, marriages, missionaries, communities, first responders. Pray also for those that are in authority. Pray for our president and his family, the governors of this nation, elected officials at federal, state, and local levels, and any other leaders. Pray for government. Pray for government. Pray for the well-being, health, and sound mind. Also pray that our leaders will make godly and sound decisions, that they will take a stand for what's right, that their decision will line up with what the Word of God says. Pray for the salvation of any lost leaders or any individuals that you know. Pray, pray, pray. And last, we're going to take a look at the reasons for prayer, the reason for prayer. And that is that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Christians should pray for those in authority. Christians should pray that we have a calm world, that life be without disorder and chaos and confusion and disturbances, such as what we're experiencing right now in this country as a result of the death of George Floyd at the hands of the police officers. We're having riots and fires. Disorder, disorder. But pray, pray, pray that we will have peace. Also, it's good, verse 3, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. God is honored and pleased when we pray as we should. It shows that we are totally dependent upon God for daily living and afford God the opportunity to demonstrate his greatness. So therefore, when we pray, we show that we're dependent upon God, and God wants us to be dependent upon him. God is pleased when our prayers are offered in a spirit of humility. Let us not brag or boast about how great we are. I'm going to remind you of the parable of the Pharisees and the publican. Pharisees boasted about how great he was. He even pointed out that he was not like the publican, but the publican said, "Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner." So that's the kind of spirit we're to have, a spirit of humility. Also, in verse 4, God's will and desire to see that all men be saved and come to the saving knowledge of the truth. In verse 4, what is truth? Jesus died for everyone. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What is truth? Christians are to share the gospel with the lost. Why should we share the gospel with the lost? Because God is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Hell is hot, and hell is hot forever. But there's a way out in that beautiful place called heaven. So therefore, we're to share the gospel with this lost and dying world. So the practices of prayer include the priority of prayer, the elements of prayer, the objects of prayer, and the reasons for prayer. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. At 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. And let us not forget the Romans wrote, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died to set men free from the penalty power of sin. One day we'll be free from the presence of sin. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I want to also leave this with you, a hymn, a song that we've sung here before, Just a Little Talk with Jesus. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Also, the word of our God shall stand forever. Thank you so much for worshiping online with us, Corey Christian Fellowship, 3060 Jefferson Street, Quincy, Florida. We pray that you join us when we return to face-to-face worship. Church service on 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Sunday beginning at 10:30 a.m. and our Bible study on Wednesday at 5 p.m. And remember, you're always welcome at Corinth Christian Fellowship. God bless you.